Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
This person writes, Keith, you coughed Doge on the latest episode, right in the beginning. Is this a nod to the meme of the sarcastic dog, or is it a stock? What?
To the moon.
Well, I'll tell you, it's both. I don't know if you've heard of Dogecoin, D-O-G-E. Let me explain it to you. It's a cryptocurrency that started as a joke and is now spiking in the market. I saw Elon Musk is tweeting about it. That made it a big deal. Snoop Dogg tweeted an image of the Doge dog and wrote Snoop Doge next to it. Very clever.
Snoop Doggy Doge.
Gene Simmons tweeted, whoopee, Dogecoin skyrocketing, .. to the moon. Now, to the moon means, of course, the stock's going up. But with Doge, it's a phrase being used to encourage people to hold on to their Dogecoin until it reaches $1. As of recording right now, I see it's at 7 cents.
This is bananas. This is I've never seen like this hoopla like while the hoopla is happening. You know what I mean? Right. Like it's so current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got it when it was worth 1 cent, it's turning early investors into millionaires. So this is what I was coughing about. Okay. So in case there's any confusion, that's the deal. And that is Keith and the Girls' Money Corner. And I hope it.
But it's weird when stuff like that, when like rappers, you know, tweet about financial whatever, and they can't tweet, you know, you should buy this. They basically go, Doge.
Right.
You know, not for nothing, but, and they do stuff like that. Like not for nothing, but Doge.
Right.
Hey, here's this dog. Because that's how they created the name. It's dog with an E at the end. The whole thing was a joke, and now it's like a real thing in the market.
So, Keith, what are you trying to tell us? I don't know.
Who knows?
That's the money corner. We're on to the next corner already. We already turned the corner. I can't go back, all right? Chemda was on another person's podcast you want to check out. The latest episode of the podcast, Unleash Your Inner Creative. It's with Lauren LaGrasso. How'd you like it, Chemda?
She was so cool and so fun and very easy to talk to. So I think you guys will like it.
That's good because I really put you on the spot, right?
What if Yeah. but you know, sometimes the name of the podcast maybe give it like such a frou-frou element that it sounds like it's not going to have a sense of humor, but she was definitely like going with whatever silly thing I said.
Learn tips on boundary setting, why you can't chase happiness. I've been saying that for years. My journey to authenticity and peace, she writes, and how Keith and I have managed. Oh, so I guess this is your point of view. My journey to authenticity and peace, and how Keith and I have managed to successfully co-parent our creative baby.
This is really interesting because, you know, we'll go through interviews and then they'll summarize it. Like Chemda tells us about how to find your inner peace. And I'm like, okay, that's what I said on that show.
Yeah.
You know, like, I guess I'm giving advice on inner peace now.
And that's the other show corner. All right, turning the corner. We're on the next corner. I remember the other day I was talking about Armie Hammer, an actor.
And then I laughed for like 5 minutes because that's someone's name. Okay.
Right. Armie Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I said he's from the Arm and Hammer conglomerate. I believe it's his granddad was named Armand Hammer. Arm and Hammer went to Arm and Hammer and said, you're a billionaire. Do you want to invest in Arm and Hammer? Because the name is so close. And Arm and Hammer did.
What? That's how that happened? I thought we were already done with close. The money corner. What?
Right.
Do I just invest in something that sounds like my name?
Right.
How do we know anything? First of all, anytime you're speaking English and you have to enunciate that much, like when I introduce myself as Chemda, I don't have to enunciate as much as Arm E Hammer, Arm N Hammer, ampersand A-N-D.
Right. Anyway, we were talking about how the actor Armie was in the news for being for having cannibal tendencies. He would tell these women, oh, I want to eat your toes. Another woman, I'm going to rip out your rib and put hot sauce on it. And it seems to go with other physical and mental abuse But mainly the big thing seems to be, of course, because it's sexy, the eating people's spleens. His publicist and he denies it. He says, "This I don't know why everybody's getting together to shit on me, but I'm going to quit my movie projects now anyway and focus with the kids." It's like, how are you going to get any work done if the internet shits on you? They're always going to shit on somebody, right?
But why would why would you say yes? It's exactly how you guys see it, no matter like what you're saying. Would you say that? I'd be like, you're wrong. I know you're wrong in some way. You're wrong. You don't get me. I am special.
Well, his publicist and his agent just dropped him, so. If you're telling me there's not a body in a freezer somewhere.
First of all, if you're a publicist, isn't this the time you don't quit? Isn't this why I've been paying you that rest of the time?
Right.
When you were fielding like nice things? Like, isn't this the time that I need you to help me with the quote or whatever the hell is happening in my personal relations? Also, can I blame you a little bit? You're helping me put my image out there, right?
Right.
Where did we go wrong? Let's have a meeting real quick.
I was hoping you'd get like a Dewey or something. I didn't know you were telling chicks you want to eat them after making them cry. So not what I signed up for. And I see now Marilyn Manson is dropped from his label and his talent agency because what's that?
Because they never believed him in the first place.
Evan Rachel Wood said that he was physically and mentally abusive, and I'll give you some specifics, and then a few other women co-signed on it. But I've heard this from Evan Rachel Wood in the past when she would speak for Congress to help change laws that Marilyn Manson abused her. It's just odd to me and funny, peculiar when something takes.
Evelyn? Sorry, I know this is very...
Evan Rachel Wood. You might recognize her, but she was in, people would know her from Westworld, was a big one.
Oh, okay.
She has accused her former fiance Marilyn Manson of subjecting her to years of horrific abuse. The Westworld actress wrote on Instagram, "The name of my abuser is Brian Warner, also known to the world as Marilyn Manson. He started grooming me when I was a teenager and horrifically abused me for years. I was brainwashed and manipulated into some..." By the way, when I say teenager, they didn't come out, you know, in public until she was 19. He was 38 at the time. That's strange to me, too, if nothing weirder happened.
Yucky.
"He started grooming me when I was a teenager, horrifically abused me, brainwashed, manipulated. I am done living in the fear of retaliation, slander, or blackmail. I'm here to expose this dangerous man and call out the many industries that have enabled him before he ruins any more lives. I stand by the many victims who will no longer be silenced." Let me tell you something. If you're an artist, and you're a good artist, I really like Marilyn Manson, have an album like ready to put out in case something crazy like this is about to... Like if he put out Mechanical Animals 2 right now, it wouldn't be a problem. But he doesn't have anything in the bag, so he's done.
In all fairness, he's always in the news about being a bad person, sort of. Like, usually it's, hey, if our kids listen to this, they'll turn. But this is pretty bad. First of all, can we look up what grooming is? What is that? Flirting with children? What's grooming?
Yes. Yeah, it's flirting with children that when their brain isn't developed. It's a nice word. It's a nice sounding word, right? It doesn't sound so bad.
Grooming's like an apprenticeship for my dick. Like, what's right. Grooming?
He said in a disturbing 2009 interview, Marilyn Manson, that he fantasized every day about smashing Wood's skull in following one of their breakups. He told Spin magazine, "And every time I called her that day, I called 158 times, I took a razor blade and I cut myself on my face or on my hands," he continued. That's why he's got to wear all that makeup. "I wanted to show her the pain that she put me through. It was like, I want you to physically see what you've done. I've had fantasies every day about smashing her skull in with a sledgehammer."
What's the response?
2009.
Like,
you go, well, you try to get more. Like, that's how I would be, right? The good cop, so to speak. I'd be like, with the hammer, right? And then what would you think I'm doing after that? I've been there, you've been there, but I'll put mostly your quotes, not mine.
See, I think it, and I didn't see this interview, but I'm going to refer to BoJack again, where they have, "Hi, welcome to Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. I'm a Ryan Seacrest type." And so somebody would say something, you know, if it was horrific or sweet, whatever line, his next line is, You said words. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. And he just asked the next question that's on his thing. Here's some words on a card I'm reading. Apparently, blah, blah, blah. And he just reads it as if it's news.
Well, the interviewer didn't get, like, he wasn't paying attention either. He's like, oh, another interview. Then he gets home and he plays his tape recording. He's like, what? What did he say?
Well, what is the thing afterwards? Like, if you were writing this story, wouldn't you say, you know, the reporter was flabbergasted and couldn't get their shit together, but finally asked the next question?
I thought about smashing her skull in with a sledgehammer. Tickets go on sale to the Coliseum on Thursday.
Back to you, Jim.
Also on Monday, four women posted similar statements on social media, a photographer, an artist, a model. One says, Sarah McNeely, I suffer from mental health issues and PTSD. I believe he gets off on ruining people's lives. I want to see Brian held accountable for his evil. Model Ashley Lindsay Morgan said, I have night terrors, PTSD, anxiety, and most crippling OCD. I try to wash constantly to get him out or off of me. And I'll explain some more things.
Oh my God. They're calling him by his government name. Okay. Yeah,
that he hates that the most. He's like, I'm Marilyn.
I mean, they're not being cute. He's not Marilyn. This dude, Brian, attacked me. He's not like the cute setup that he put up.
And he just flat out
said, I just described Marilyn Manson as a cute setup. Okay. We get what I mean, though.
He denies it all. He doesn't know why these women are coming after him. And then the agency drops him. Kind of what happened with Army. It's like, you know what? We'll give you a chance to say something. I don't know what. Didn't happen at all. Well, something happened. Forget it. Mm. Now we have to get rid of you.
I wonder if in that case, the client is going against the suggestion of the PR person and the label. And they're like, no, I'm just going to say I didn't do it. What are you talking about? And they're like, maybe say a little more truth. And they're like, no, this is going to be cool for me. No worries.
Yeah, you got to say you did something because you did something. Wood, 33, has long spoken on the abuse she suffered at the hands of an unnamed ex, including testifying before a House Judiciary Subcommittee, I remember this, in an effort to get the Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights passed in all 50 states. Some states they didn't want it. It should be state by state, right? My experience with domestic violence was this. Toxic mental, physical, and sexual abuse, which started slow but escalated over time, including threats against my life, severe gaslighting and brainwashing, waking up to the man that claimed to love me, raping what he believed to be my unconscious body, she said in 2018. A year later, she testified in front of the California Senate in support of the Phoenix Act that would change statute of limitation on domestic violence from 5 years to 3 years. And that ended up passing, for the record. I mustered the courage, she said at the time.
Wait, from being able to be convicted?
3 years to 5 years, excuse me. Yes, statute of limitations, okay. 3 years to 5 years, right. I mustered the courage to leave several times, but he would call my house incessantly and threaten to kill himself. Let's see. Bouts of extreme jealousy that would often result in him wrecking our home, cornering me in a room, and threatening me. On one occasion, I returned to try and defuse the situation. He quartered me in our bedroom and asked me to kneel. Then he tied me up by my hands and feet. Once I was restrained, he beat me and shocked sensitive parts of my body with a torture device called a violet wand. To him, it was a way for me to prove my loyalty. The pain was excruciating. It felt like I left my body and a part of me died that day.
Guys, I think we're done having heroes. You know,
do I still get to play Marilyn Manson at my wedding? I've seen Michael Jackson all over the place. I don't know. What are the rules? Can we separate the art from the artist, people?
It's such a dance floor hit. How can you take it away from wedding parties? This sucks because there was a lot of protecting him because I hear stuff like, oh, this music is going to ruin our children. I'm like, can we not say stupid shit like that? And then you're defending this person who is putting out art. And then this comes out and it's like, not this. No one can defend this.
We've mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene, a member of Congress who is a QAnon conspiracist, knows that not only was the election rigged for Trump, and we still have to fight that, 9/11's inside job, all the school shootings that you heard about were fake, Sandy Hook, etc. You know, believes in the Democratic satanic child eating pizza parties.
But when you call it QAnon, that means that there's a group. So she's part of, you know, these fighters like right. that. It's like calling them QAnon is anti. It like defeats a purpose of some sort. Does that make sense?
You know who's starting the forest fires? Jewish space lasers. Jews are doing that.
Well, sometimes you get things right, you know?
Right. So Congress says, okay, I think we got to get rid of this person. Let's all vote on it. Okay, what can we vote on? Okay, we can get her off of some committee, one of her one of these committees she's on. Let's do that. And they're able to do it. But what's funny is before that happens, when they're debating about, hey, can we fire her from working on committees, maybe give her less responsibilities, The Onion, the satirical website, puts up this headline, pundits warn removing Marjorie Taylor Greene from committee assignments could leave her with free time. In real life, Marjorie tweets, I woke up early this morning literally laughing, thinking about what a bunch of morons the Democrats, plus 11, so I think that means 11 Republicans, are for giving someone like me free time. In this Democrat tyrannical government, conservative Republicans have no say on committees anyway. Oh, this is going to be fun. Send.
Why do you need to sound like a bad person in a bad movie?
Yeah.
Why do you need to...
with the wrong person.
Yeah, like, you know, in the movie, like, right before they shoot that final person, they're like, and now a funny statement from my mouth that's a callback for this movie. But, like, in real life, you just got shot at. Everybody's being very serious. Then she's like, well, shouldn't have done that because never bother a woman about her blah, blah, blah. Like, why? Why is that okay? Why is your tone okay? Uh-oh. I'm talking about a woman's tone. Back to you, Keith.
We're entering the help yourself corner. Perfect timing. Better help. Hey, I don't know. It's not my place to say who needs it. Better help. H-E-L-P. BetterHelp assesses your needs, matches you with your own licensed professional therapist. You're talking, communicating with somebody under 48 hours. Henda uses it. Henda's a big fan. Talk to somebody right away. So as soon as she wanted to. And I don't know. She sounded better to me before. Ooh, right? A little rocky. But
it does help right away. That's the thing. Like, as soon as I spoke to someone... And really, I do check-ins. I really go in with, hey, this is what I'm about to do or this is what I did. Can you tell me if I'm, you know, going some path that, like, I don't intend? This is my intention. This is what how I acted. And then he just kind of lets me know. And he says things like, there's not a good and bad. Everything is sort of, like, both good and bad. We're trying to, like, make things more good. So... just like running things by a person who could let me know, who has nothing to do with the rest of my life, is just so wonderful.
BetterHelp.com/KTG. That's what you want to do. Better H-E-L-P, like I said. Join the over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. In fact, BetterHelp has to keep recruiting additional counselors because they're a hit in all 50 states. By the way, and to be clear, Kenda doesn't use somebody from New York necessarily, right?
No. He's in the South. And he considered himself retired, but we're quarantining and he's making himself of use.
He's a hero.
And well, I also really like that he's been doing it for so long that he retired, you know?
Right. Well, as a listener, get 10% off your first month. 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/KATG. I know some people need it. Because yesterday was the Super Bowl.
We just turned a corner.
Woo! Now we're in the sports corner.
Let me know which references you need me to pull out, because I am so good at the football corner. All right.
Do you know who won? Kansas City against the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
That's correct. The Buccaneers won. 31-9. Not even close. It didn't look like Kansas City had the first field goal, but soon it did not look like Kansas City had a chance.
Oh, my God, Keith. Okay, we get it. They won. You don't have to give them swirlies after the fucking Super Bowl. Jesus.
Right. Tom already did that.
Not only did they win, it was pretty much a landslide. In fact, in the first quarter, we knew they were dead, but we let them watch the halftime show, so I think they had a good time.
It was a beating. I was watching in the chat room, and my buddy from Kansas City, Hollywood Craig Klein, was there also. But he was using it. He was watching on some app. You know how everybody does in the future. I'm an old school cable guy. And it pleases me when I'm at least a minute or two ahead of people that are just, you know, downloading CBS Access for the first time. I'm like, good, because I'm paying $150 a month. I better watch it right away. So then I'd be like, oh, shit. And then he would see my reaction and be like, oh, wait for it, buddy. But I'm parading around the room just the same.
Meanwhile, Xerxes and I dropped in, and we don't have CBS, nor do we know how to find it. I'm sure there is an app. But we had such a blast. We were in there for like a little over an hour just watching you watch football.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was so fun because it was just raining money on me. So
at least you're humble about it. That's what's fun about paying you back.
Here's the thing. Craig is from Kansas City. Punkin, who bet with me, was from Kansas City. Mm-hmm. The bet being who will win the Super Bowl, Steelers or Kansas City. Steelers, of course, already being out. So like, all I can do is not lose money. Okay. At best, right? But where I'm from, that's called making money. I respect money so much, I call that making money.
Where you're from, the country? Okay.
Right.
Shout out.
Well, so maybe it's like, well, Keith, you don't got to harp on him that day. As a matter of fact, at the end of the game, I texted everybody, no spoilers, you know. So that's my little way of just giving them a wink that I didn't forget. When Steelers lost, they had no problem, both of them, pounding on me that day. So no, I had no problem going, Maybe you're supposed to wait a minute if they got that far, but I didn't forget. So I gave them a little business.
I know that you're right, but somehow it seems more maniacal coming from your face. Even through text, it's like we can see you like smirking too soon or like shaking your shoulders like you do when you're like, ah.
Yeah. Craig did not talk to me the rest of the night. Like he was not in the Adam, Keith, and Craig group chat. Adam's like, hey, we'll make you feel better. You want to go shoot some aliens, you know, in Destiny? No comment. He could be dead.
You lost a friend. He could have killed himself.
I think we lost a friend. I don't know. That's how the game goes. But I did have money against Rod from the Black Guy Who Tips, of course. Money again. Last minute bet with Kyle Thompson. Kyle Thompson wanted a bet. I got him for 50 and then 25 for Alexis, somebody on the internet.
So. It's everybody I like. I don't I don't like rooting against you. You know, we partner up in this business and you seem decent, but you're naming all the people I like. I feel
keep
like
this in mind. They all came to me. Rod wanted to bet me.
It was
this
very
person
friendly.
On the internet wanted
this
to bet me.
Animosity is
and
not.
And Kyle wanted to bet me. Everybody came to me to what? If they were so sure they were going to win, then you're being rude to me. Now that I think about it, you were so sure Kansas City was going to win that you said, I want to take from Keith's wallet for free. That's the karma you put out there. You did that. You were sure I was going to lose, and you came to me and said, you want to lose to me, Keith? Yeah, friend. That's what I want to do. Nope. Flip the script.
Turn the
now
corner.
Now you lose to me. That's karma corner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Behave. My goodness. Well, it's funny because, you know, I'm obviously by myself, but it didn't stop me from ordering in. And I got ribs and sides and everything came to like, you know, $80, $90. That I didn't think about at all. But these little bets, I'm like, oh, my goodness, cross the line.
No. Oh, we'll I love those days where it's like, you know what? I'm having my friends over, so I'm going to order food like they're coming.
Right. I do want to talk more about the night. I want to remind you guys that we're going to be doing a special, if you will, Keith and the Girl episode, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern time on the Stereo app like we did last week. That was a lot of fun. So we're going to give that a go again.
So we're going to be live, and to be clear, this isn't an episode that's going to be in your feed, so the only way to listen to it both live and if we leave it up afterwards, is to go through this app.
Right, and then what you get to do, you leave little messages on the app, we play them as we do our show, we respond directly to you, okay? So we're excited to offer to you a new way to interact with us. Join us Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Download the free Stereo app. Select Keith Malley, You'll connect with us. You'll see when we're live, all that. Okay. We'll tell you more about it later again, of course. But stereo.com/Keith Malley, you'll see what's going on right there. Now, before the Super Bowl started, it was like a day or two, the head coach, Andy Reid of Kansas City, his son, who I believe is an offensive coach,
Every sentence is like, okay, now it's coming. It's crazy. Like, and last week, I'm like, what the fuck? Just a couple days ago, okay, there's a football thing. All right. Offensive. Who was being offensive? Like, it's just, but it's somebody's son. I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
The coach's son was in a drunk driving accident. Mm. He was drinking. He told the cops he may have had two or three. So we all know what that means. Two kids in the hospital. He's in the hospital also, had to miss the Super Bowl. So right there, you don't want ill will on anybody, but you're like, all right, does that change the line? Does that change who we're betting on?
And who's which side is
Kansas City had the troubles.
Oh, well, can you still take their money?
I can, because they were doing the tomahawk chop and that overrides everything.
Okay. Yeah. That we did cover that in Money Corner at some point.
Let's see. The mom of Patrick Mahomes, Randy Mahomes, wrote on Twitter after the game, if you have to have the ref on your team, is that really winning? At Giselle Official, what? Tom Brady's wife, LOL, and a bunch of crying, laughing faces. So she's saying that the referees were too kind to Tampa Bay.
Shots fired. I don't, what?
Love our Chiefs, she says. Heartbroken to see how at ESPN and at SportsCenter tried making fun of my son. But I know his heart and love for his team and Chiefs Nation. Thank you, Chiefs fans. Don't forget, these are someone's sons on TV. Hashtag God is greater than my highs and my lows.
Okay. Too much.
Mom, stop. Mom! Like people, you know, people were saying it was take your son to work day. You had Tom Brady, the veteran, and the new kid, Patrick Mahomes. Almost like Patrick Mahomes is on Tom Brady's shoulder, is some memes I saw. But you don't need the mom adding to it. Leave my son alone. First of all, they would have been praising. At the end of the Super Bowl, they praise both teams usually. They still would have been praising him. They just said one team steamrolled the other. But they still would have said, this guy's the next up and coming thing. He's just not Tom Brady per se. That would have been it. People weren't, you'd be getting death threats. You start making fun of Mahomes on ESPN.
But also, you're right. Mom is the best answer, because you don't want your mother coming in going like, hey, he's a good boy. And I think you're just being mean. Maybe you're a little jealous, but I think that we all need to go home and thank our mothers and go to bed.
I'm sorry, if ketchup on everything isn't your thing, people are different. Hashtag One Nation, hashtag Under God. Did you see the halftime show?
No, I heard it, kind of. I saw your reaction to it. You seemed bored. Was it boring?
I was bored. It's the Weeknd, and it's one man. A lot of people realize that for the first time. It's not a whole weekend. And I think that's why it's W-E-E-K-N-D, because you can't legally call it the Weeknd unless it is more than one person, something like that. So his real name is Abel Makinen Tesfaye. So I guess I would change it to something. He's Canadian, and he did it. I guess it was supposed to be a big deal because a lot of people weren't in the stands. He can dance in the stands. I was like, okay, I don't know. There were, like, where the chairs would have been, looks like cutouts of a city. So there's layers to it. And then he's dancing in between that.
That's cool. I'm like, I forgot that the stadium was empty. I didn't even think of that. You think that affected the players?
Maybe. Well, I don't like that they pipe in sounds. I want to, now we have a chance to hear everybody curse and stuff. I want to hear that. You know? I mean, this is a whole new, this is some magic we could be having. But there were still plenty of people. You know, I saw pictures of that. They have cardboard cutouts every so often, but you still have plenty of people. And you know, they're moving around. And I saw pictures of them outside. It's Florida. No masks. No masks. People yelling into, you know, they're lowering their masks like Tom Brady can hear them as they're screaming and spitting. That's a super spreader event. It absolutely is. He always wears bandages all over his face and gauze all over his face. And he did some kind of dance that ended up taking the whole field with dancers that had bandages all over their face. So I looked up, what are these bandages? And he told Variety this week, the significance of the entire head bandages is reflecting on the absurd culture of Hollywood celebrity and people manipulating themselves for superficial reasons to please and be validated.
That sounds rude to do, I think.
It's all a progression, and we watch the character's storyline, he's the character, hit heightened levels of danger and absurdity as his tale goes on. I suppose you could take that being attractive isn't important to me, but a compelling narrative is.
Okay, it's not important to you. So, I guess good for you and your enlightenment?
Ta-da! Yeah, I don't know. I was looking for a better explanation, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's you guys keep fucking with your face. And even though I'm on TV, I'm going to tell you, like, it's like saying, like, Hollywood is so over. It's like you live in Hollywood at Hollywood.com, you know, like just right. You live in the hills.
Usually the Super Bowl people, the NFL, they spend like $10 million on the Super Bowl. Supposedly, this is the weekend's manager saying this. His name is Extended Holiday. And he said that the weekend wanted to be so good, he added an extra $7 million of his own money to the Super Bowl. Now, it's infamous that they don't get paid much at the Super Bowl. If anything, they get per diems or something like this. But you don't really get paid. It's the exposure. He went above and beyond. He's adding $7 million. I didn't see it. I don't know. He was trapped in that funhouse. What's that? I've been there. $25-$30 at most with a family. But $17 million I was watching and $7 million was his own. Oh, that's going for a big return. We'll talk about that on next week's Money Corner. But I don't know if that was a good bet. How do I beat Prince and how do I beat... Make the Funhouse mirrors longer. Make more of them. I don't want to know where the fuck I am when this thing goes live. That's how crazy it's going to be. And then, of course, it turns nothing into me. It's just a bunch of memes now. You look like you're an asshole. It's like, me looking for my phone. I'm blind by the line. Oh, where am I? Hey, just looks like an idiot now. All right. Okay.
I don't need to watch this. This is the best.
Everybody likes fireworks. I just have fireworks going all day. And I'd sit down in a chair and sing to you. Just fireworks everywhere. Upside, downside, inside out. Fireworks everywhere. Some of those cardboard cutouts would light on fire. It's not real. It's okay. They're not real people. That'd be cool. They said, like, those cardboard cutouts, you can be there for $100. I didn't know that. You got to know somebody, right? You got to know, like, a construction company. Because there's construction paper, I mean. But I would have done that. That would have been fun. And then you get, I guess you'd probably sue, right, if your cardboard cutout gets burned. I think that'd be fun. Well, anyway, good for him. The Weeknd. I noticed this.
Vacation.
Yeah. Weird names. That was before they met each other. Can you
remember? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the PR agency? Snow Day? They had the first female referee at the Super Bowl. Oh, great. That's just going to lead to more female referees at the Super Bowls. Maybe we'll get a female announcer in 30-27. But hey, we let a judge on the field. That's a chick. That's good. We're getting there.
Does she have to wear like a different referee outfit with cleavage?
They make it horizontal just so she feels fat.
Okay, good.
Horizontal stripes. You know, these only one person, the great Coach Bill Cowher of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's the only announcer that said Pittsburgh would win. The other four or five announcers during the pre-show said that Kansas City would win. And that's funny to me because then the game's over and they go, all right, stay tuned for all our inside analysis, even though, you know, we called this whole fucking game wrong. But anyway, we have more inside scoops for you. Well, yeah, you didn't know either. You didn't know either. But the mask thing is and will be for a long time crazy to me. What are the rules for wearing masks? So often, I think it's just to tell us, hey, we in Hollywood, we're wearing masks. Don't hate us. Also, we're going to encourage you to wear masks by wearing masks. But there seems no rhyme or reason to it. So I was watching Saturday Night Live the day before. But in the commercials sometimes, they cut to SNL real quick to show them setting up. You just see it for like 3 seconds. Ooh. And then they go back to the regular commercial block, and then you're back to the real show. So during that commercial spot, I see Beck Bennett, I believe his name is, and he happens to be wearing a mask, and other people getting ready for the skit isn't. Then they go back to the skit, and he's not wearing a mask because he's in the sketch. But why during that little break was he wearing a mask? It doesn't make any sense. Then they're all, so you assume they're all somehow in a bubble. You just believe it so you can live your life.
Well, you're also, you're also assuming that they're checking temperatures as they come in, and they are quarantining outside of this. And
I pretend they all live in the basement at SNL, right? So, okay, I believe you. But then just sometimes to wear, like, it's almost like we know we'll wear a mask, but we have to, so we will. But I mean, we still have to do our job. So when it's action, that's fine because you have to, you know.
So maybe,
when they have everybody on stage at the end, giving their hugs and goodbyes, then they all decide to wear masks. And I'm like, well, why? Is there a problem now?
Maybe it reduces the risk. Maybe it just reduces the risk of all of us getting all of the viruses, you know? So if we're around each other, especially that close, maybe at that moment, the masks are helping. I think it just is a constant reduction. But, you know, I know you're looking at me funny. I don't know.
None of this shit needs done. When there's a pre-show, hours before the game starts, Miley Cyrus, and she's obviously letting people on stage that she always admired, Joan Jett, Billy Idol. And so her and the celebrity don't wear masks, but everybody in her band does. The drummer isn't close to anybody. He's the one that doesn't. It's you and Joan Jett, Miley, spitting in each other's faces. They're still sharing mics, you know, that fun move. But the guitarist, 50 feet away, needs a mask. What are we doing? Because you have to sing. I got to see your lips. So, obviously, that needs done. We need this 3 hours before the actual Super Bowl. This needs done. But the drummer, you don't know the drummer. Wear a mask, drummer.
Did you see the SNL skit about this? These people get into a room and they're all masked and they're like, this is okay, you know, we've all been really good. Yeah, I've been like super quarantining, and by the end of it, they're all, you know, doing.
They take their masks off, they're all talking and hanging out, and the next thing you know, one by one, they're being arrested for storming Congress. For storming the Capitol. Yeah, it's just weird to me. Like, I don't know. It's weird pretending. That's all. I saw during the Super Bowl, whatever, like, it's the official. It started. They already did a coin toss, Star Spangled Banner. And they start thanking this group of essential workers. And they cut to this row of people having, you know, good seats. And while they show one, they're panning over. The one guy doesn't know it's time for the pan over. He has his mask off. He's drinking a beer. Now, we know that's going to happen anyway, but it's just funny. That's when it happened. And the guy knew when his one job to wave, because it goes on him and he goes, ah, shit. And he goes to and he struggles, you know, he's like, ugh! And he's flustered. His beer's spilling. He's putting the mask back on. Hey, frontline workers.
I know
you're doing it anyway, but the whole thing is a joke. That's my point.
I know that you pay for live TV that much money so that you can watch that in real time. That pleases you so hard. Like, you can't wait like a minute after somebody uploads it and then find the one. You just need it now.
But how good was Tampa Bay, Gronkowski, and he's obviously off steroids because I think he really did believe he was going to retire and then came back because of Tom Brady, because he's so much smaller now. And can you ask that as an interviewer? Can you say, hey, Gronk, you obviously stopped doing steroids. Are you a better player now? Because you were great. Do you get to bring that up at all? I don't know. There was a streaker.
Oh, in COVID. Cool.
And right. He did not have a mask. He did have a one-piece bathing suit, like a female bathing suit and shorts. And he ran on stage.
That's
he ran
not
around
a streaker.
He's not a streaker per se, but he started running around like the 40, 50 yard line. Then he put his shorts down to show his asshole.
His
asshole. And then it's a funny way of saying ass. And then two security guards in these red outfits, so you could tell like they're the lazy security guards, you know, they have a little girth to them, try to tackle him. One jumps for it. The guy lifts his leg up, doesn't get caught. No. That's humiliating.
No.
Like, oh, you went for the jump because you're on the, I'm on the footballs.
No.
And you just look like a dork.
No.
Forever. You know, you should be fired, by the way. Great security. You know, run a little bit. A little bit. I mean, what else are you doing? Please don't get on the field. Damn, he did. So then he starts running towards an end zone from the 50-yard line, and he gets stopped by security in white shirts. You can tell they're the serious ones, the button-down shirts with a little walkie-talkie on the shoulder. One of them tackles him, so he didn't get the touchdown per se. But they don't show that. They didn't show any of this. You can find it. You have to find it online. You just see, but it's not time for a commercial. So you see all the football players just like looking on the field. Tom Brady was obviously, you know, about to take a dump. He looks over like, what's going on out there? And they don't reference it.
Oh, wow.
They just act like all the football players are nuts.
Well, that's believable. But
I know you don't show it because you don't want to encourage this behavior.
Yeah.
Encourage it. Who gives a shit? Put it. Now we all know, like Star Trek, these guys aren't any good in the red shirts this time. They're the ones that are gonna die. But put guys that do know how to run and have them on there and tackle them, and that's exciting. I'd even plant them.
I like that you need a side football game during the football game, and it seems like they're telling the guards the only way to stop anybody, like you only have one way, and that's to tackle them. That's how we do it on the field. So if they got on the field, you have to tackle them.
Yes. Yeah. Where's it going to go anyway? But yeah, that's the fun tackling. Like he's going to the end zone. He's going to be done. But nope, you got it. I like it. I like it. I want to see more of it and stop not showing it on TV. I would have placed it, but when he was at the 30, I would have yelled a bet out in time, I bet. his name is Yuri Andrade. He's 31. He lives in Boca Raton, obviously a Florida native. Charged with misdemeanor trespassing after running half naked. He ran the field for around 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter.
That's a long time.
So it was 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. I understand how I started saying that. He probably lasted a minute. He probably lasted a full minute.
What's was the arrested charge? Because this sounds like it's worth the promotion.
Yeah, misdemeanor trespassing. Also, he did have a shirt on that said, I'll put these pictures on keithandthegirl.com, that said Vitality Uncensored, and it's an X-rated website. He doesn't own it, but somebody probably put him up to do it, it sounds like.
It sounds great. Is he doing any time?
I'm not sure yet. He might, though, because, well, he did get back on Instagram after this. He posted a video of his move with the caption, I am the fucking king now. And that's not going to be good for the judge when he has to go back. I would wait until after the court hearing.
Yes.
Double jeopardy kind of thing, probably. But, oh, well. Oh, well. He describes himself as self-employed to the authorities, and he said he was in, quote, international business.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're all in international business, right?
Right. So we'll see.
Like right now, we're speaking to international.
That's right. Oh, you know, international is the weekend's money man. Interesting. All right. Get your tickets to next week's Silent Trailers. Watch the game show live. Play along with everyone. Silent Trailers is so fun. Hamdo knows nothing about movies, knows nothing about celebrities. Her only reference is this horse that she thinks is real in BoJack Horseman. She watches a trailer on Silent, describes it to us, the contestants, and we guess what the movie is. And it's always a blast. Mike Cannon will be on, Aparna Nancherla, Andy Kindler, Tom Sharpling, Baron Vaughn. I'm going to be going against every single one of them. Get your tickets. KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets. It'll have tickets and information. KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets. Are you a VIP member where you're able to hear every show we've ever done, including spinoff shows? You get a free pass to see the show on top of everything. So to find your free ticket or to become a VIP member, go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP. That's the way I'd play it. That's keithandthegirl.com/VIP. And one more time, don't forget, this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, will be on the Stereo app. Go to stereo.com/Keith Malley, download the app. You'll see the show that we put out last week was goofy and fun, and we're going to do the same thing this coming Wednesday. So make sure you download it, you know, set up a name for yourself so that you can call in.
And it's a,
which
it's
you
a
do
free
right
app.
From the app, of course. It's a free app, free to download, and you just call right from there. All right? That's everything. Stereo can be downloaded for free by Apple and Android users. Create your own avatar, create your profile, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There you have it. We'll talk to you soon.
KeithandTheGirl.com.